Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome everybody. We are here tonight and we're live as always Thursday night. Welcome to communion night, and hopefully you got your communion with you. If you don't, grab it. Let's get ready for that communion tonight, and we're going to get into the scripture a little bit about that, talking about that some. All right, very good, very, very good. All right. Okay, I'm going to go to communion scriptures here in a little while and get that going on and get ready for communion. So we're going to be doing that together here in just a little bit, eating the body and drinking the blood of Christ tonight, and believing God to break us free from whatever it is we need to be broken free from. We all need to be free from something. That's why the blood of Jesus is so vital and important. Because it keeps us, in that place of staying cleansed and washed. You know, our spirit man never sins. It needs to be strengthened and edified, and but he's sitting with the right hand of the Father. We had to worry much about him, right? Your spirit man doesn't have to be too concerned about somebody who's sitting with Christ. I don't think you have to be too concerned, because I think the Lord's taking really good care of your spirit man, right? I think that's really what's going on with all that. But it's more your soul and your body. That's where we deal with the blood, man, and it is powerful. It is beautiful. Without the blood of Jesus, we wouldn't be able to cleanse our souls. There is the washing of the water of the Word, of course, and it's very powerful. And one of these days we'll get into the difference between them and what that really means. Between the cleansing, why can't the blood, why can't the word cleanse, the washing of the water of the word cleanse what the blood cleanses? Oh, because it's things, the bloodline. Yeah, because the blood cleanses the bloodline. The word cleanses, does a lot of different other cleansing. And cleanses us as far as our doctrine, as far as our beliefs, as far as our, we may just get into it tonight, I don't know. We might just jump into there to that tonight. I don't know what we're going to do exactly. But, there's it says in the scripture that the washing of the water of the word. So that cleanses us. So, why isn't the word powerful enough to cleanse everything? What do we need the blood to cleanse us for when we got the word? Once you get saved by the blood. Why do we need that for? Well, because the blood cleanses things that the word doesn't cleanse. We might just look that up a little bit here. All right, let me go there and I hadn't planned on this. Washing of the word. All right, we'll be looking into that a little bit. Ephesians 5:26. I just found it right here. Let's go to Bible Hub on that. Ephesians 5:25. I don't know how we're gonna do this, where we're gonna go with all this, but here we go. Husbands, verse 26 is verse 25, as you might know. And it says, husbands, the husband thing, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to sanctify her, cleansing her by the washing with the water through the word, and to present her to himself as a glorious church without stain or wrinkle or any such blemish, but holy and blameless. Now, I want some of that. I want more of that. I got some of that, I know, but I want, dear God, to be cleansed. I remember when I first got saved, it's the first thing I noticed. Because I've shared this many times. I took about if I could take 3 showers a day, I did. Because I just felt dirty. I couldn't figure out why I felt dirty. I didn't know what that was about. I didn't understand spiritual things at all. I was about as heathen as you could get on drugs and drinking and partying and just a wild kid. But something just made me feel dirty, and I thought taking a shower would take. Well, it didn't. But when I got cleansed by the blood, the reason I recognized it is because I knew I was dirty before. I just didn't know what the dirty meant, you know. And so when I got cleansed by my salvation experience by the blood of Christ and entered into my salvation and my spirit man was recreated, man, the first thing I noticed was, man, I feel clean. I don't have to take 3 showers a day. I might not shower for a month now. Not really. But, you know, that's kind of what, you know, the deal was. And so it really stuck out to me because of that. And so there's something there. You know, it's amazing how it talks about husbands love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her as Christ gave him up for her to sanctify her by cleansing her by the washing of the water through the word and to present her to himself as a glorious church without stain, spot, wrinkle, or blemish, but holy and blameless. Wow. So there's the cleansing of the blood, the water of the word, and that has to do with how Christ cleanses the church, right? To present him to himself the church by the cleansing of the washing of the word, which he is the word. So there's that kind of a cleansing, and I'm not sure where we're going to go with that if we go very far with that at all. Let's see what we got here. Let's go on. Let's go to the Amplified for a minute. That'd be cool. I noticed they have the Amplified here on Bible Hub. You say maybe they've always had it. I don't know. Maybe I never paid attention, but there it is. We'll look at that for a second, Ephesians 5:26, and see what that says. It's got to be awesome. All right. Okay, let's look at this for a second. We're going to just go spontaneous if you don't mind. Let's see if we can do that tonight. That he might sanctify, washing her. Okay, that he might sanctify the church, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word of God, so that in turn he might present the church to himself glorious, splendor without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she would be holy, set apart for God and blameless. Even so, husbands should and are morally obligated to love their wives, their own wives, as being, in a sense, their own bodies. Right. That's very beautiful. Awesome. God help us. All right. So we've got the cleansing, the washing, the water of the word. And I don't know if that's the only scripture that takes us there with that. The washing of the water of the word. That's the only one I can remember, Ephesians 5:26. Okay, so we'll get into that maybe later. I wasn't prepared for this. But so we have the cleansing of the washing and cleansing of the blood of Jesus. You know, how the blood cleanses us when we get born again. And so, but here's the thing about the blood, friend. As we've taken communion and done the what we call the blood of the doorpost for the last, you know, 10 years or 12 or however long it's been, and we have, you know, talk about the blood a lot. And so there's a difference of being cleansed with the blood than being cleansed with the water of the word. And tonight we're going to talk more about the being cleansed by the blood, because the Bible says that, you know, your blood is your DNA, and that's where your genetic code and all your genes and all those things that you're born with, that's passed down from generation to generation. That's where the blood comes in, and the blood, the reason we focus a lot on the blood is because the blood cleanses our generational sins. The blood goes to the root of our generational sins, right? And so it's very important to know. The washing of the water of the word works in that also, but I'm not prepared to get into that right now, so we may have to wait on that a little bit. But tonight, as we take communion, let's realize that there's two different ways we get cleansed, or maybe more than that, but two that we know for sure right now. The cleansing of the washing of the water of the word, and the cleansing of the blood through the blood of Jesus that gets us born again, right, so that we can be brand new. And then we, even though our spirit man doesn't sin, he who sinneth is of the devil. In other words, if your spirit man's sinning, It's because your spirit man is not recreated. First John, we've talked about this many times. He that sinneth is of the devil, right? So we all know we sin, right? So that makes us of the devil. No, he's trying to say that if your spirit man is still sinning, that means you're still of the devil or you're not born again, right? So when you're born again, your spirit man no longer sins. Now, your body and your mind sins, right? It does. So we no longer are cleansed by the blood in our spirit man. That's being cleansed by the blood is what got our spirit man cleansed from sin and recreated by the Holy Spirit and then seated and sealed at the right hand of the Father. Now, our soul and our body, all that, our mind, will, and emotions, that really messes up, and it's not good. And so that's one why we need to understand the two different ways we get cleansed, one by the Word, by the water of the Word, and one by the blood, right? Because what came out of Jesus' side, remember at the cross when they put a spear within him to make sure he was dead, and what came out, blood and water. Well, the blood and water, we know, is also part of the birth. When a child is born, what comes out? Blood and water, right? Yeah. So the blood and water have to do with, you know, when Christ was birthing the church, when they put that spear in his side, that represented the birth of the church. And so, and then on the day of Pentecost, the way I see this is that the church was birthed at the cross of Calvary when they speared him and blood and water came out, the blood of Jesus and the water of Jesus, the water of the Word, which is Jesus, and the blood of Jesus. And both those things together work to cleanse us and wash us. But it also has to do with when you connect all that, you see that the birth of the church came through blood and water, right? And then 50 days later, the church was literally like, and this is the only way I can see this. Remember how Adam and Eve weren't birthed? They were created. Remember how Adam and Eve were not birthed? They didn't have a mama and a daddy, right? They didn't come through the womb of any woman. They were created by God. And so Adam was created, and then out of his side came, out of his side, out of his rib, right? We're going to connect all this. All of, out of his rib, out of his side, came forth the woman, the womb person, the person with the womb, right? Who increases and multiplies, and increases and fills the earth with children. So what? When the church was born, it wasn't birthed in the sense of out of a womb so much as it was like Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve were just grown up. They were, I don't know how old they were when God made them. He made them maybe 30 years old. Who knows the age? I don't know what the age, what that they were, because I've never asked God that question. I'm asking God that question. How old were they, God, when you birthed them, or does it even have anything to do with anything? So they had to be of age of marrying, right? Right? Or God wouldn't have let them date, right? If they were both little kids. No, they were created as male and female, as mature, if you will, that a man and a woman can be. She could bear children, and he could have, you know, and God married them. So, on the day of Pentecost, what we see is within 50 days. Now, watch this, please watch this. Within 50 days. The newborn, if you will, the newly created, birthed and yet created as a mature person, happened on the day of Pentecost when the Spirit came and filled them and blessed them, and then they were just up and running 30 years to work with the church. The church was created like Adam and Eve. They were just like born mature. So when the church was birthed, if you will, or through the side, out of the side of Christ, like Eve was brought forth out of the side of Adam, so was the church that day. But when Eve came out of the side of Adam, and Adam and God took a bone, Jesus said, "Your bone of my bone, flesh my." So when Jesus took, when God took a bone, if you will, out of Jesus' side and created a woman, he didn't create her a baby. He didn't create her a 10-year-old child or a 15-year-old child. He created her probably about a 30-year-old woman. And when Adam was made, he wasn't birthed, he was made. He was made probably about a 30-year-old man. So God took a 30-year-old rib out of a 30-year-old man, if you will, and made a 30-year-old woman. There was no growing process. They were woke up and they were like 30 years old from the dirt. And Eve from the rib, she went, "Oh, out of that rib I came. I'm 30 years old. Wow, how did that happen? Where did my childhood go? I don't know." She didn't have a childhood. Adam didn't have a childhood. There were no childhoods. They were automatically took up and took off running. So the church, even though it was birthed out of the side of Jesus, just like Eve was, she was created as a mature woman, ready to have children and give birth to children. So the church was birthed in the same way. When the Holy Ghost came upon the church on the day of Pentecost, the church didn't, it took off running. It was a mature woman, if you will. Now, it had to grow and learn, you know, and do all that. It's like any 30-year-old, you know, I'm just saying 30 because that's the 30-year-old woman would grow and mature and learn how to be a better mother, learn how to be a better wife, and Adam learning how to be a better husband, a better father, and all that kind of thing, okay? So I don't, where are we going tonight? Don't ask me. I'm trying my best to follow where the Lord has taken me. So when you realize that, you know, even when a woman gives birth to a child, much less Adam giving, God taking the rib out of Adam and creating a mature woman out of his side, out of the side of Christ, came blood and water, just like out of the womb when a child is born comes blood and water. It's all about birthing. It's all about DNA. It's all about a new generation. It's all about a new creation. It's all about a man and a woman coming together, creating children. You ever been told that before? Anybody ever known that before? Anybody ever thought about that before? I haven't. I haven't thought about it. Honestly, I have never thought about that. That's brand new to me. But yet, when you know the scripture, you know that everything I said is totally true. Right. Okay, so we're getting a hold of something tonight. So what's happening right now, friend? Now, I'm going to bring this into the realm of right now. Right now, I believe, and I have no proof of it yet, but I believe that we have given birth, not given birth to, giving birth is probably the wrong information, because when you say given birth, you think of a baby being born, and that baby cries and poops in his drawers and has to be watched over for, you know, a good 15, 20 years before you can let it go out into the world. And, you know, so we don't like to use the word birth. Probably not a great word. It's a great word, but it's not a great word with what I'm talking about, because when the church was created out of the rib, out of the side of Jesus, 50 days after it came out of the side of Jesus, if you will, I mean, it was just healing the sick and raising the dead. It didn't start out with, you know, little babies praying for little babies and they quit crying, you know, and they're all in the nursery school and the Sunday school and everybody's a baby and they're all praying for each other. And you know, no, they were created, you know, 30-year-old. Church, a 30-year-old church, a mature church, a church that is full of the Holy Ghost and power. And just like Adam and Eve, they took up, God married them, and they took off running. Now, you know, so we could talk about the marriage of the woman. I mean, you know, Christ isn't going to marry a baby, right? He's not going to, husband. You know, and a little baby crying, my husband, you know, and you got this mature man, this 33-year-old man with a little baby. No. Out of his side, just like out of Adam's side, because Christ was the last Adam, right? The scripture talks about, I don't have time to get all the scripture right now, just look at Google it. Christ was the last Adam, and out of the last Adam's side wasn't birthed the church so much, so that's a fine word, but it was that the church was created just like Eve was created. She was created a mature person. She was created a 30-year-old full of the Holy Ghost, to say the least. And so it's amazing, friend, when you think about all that and how that when you think about Christ giving his blood, he didn't just shed his blood for the church from the crown of thorns on his brow, or the whipping post with a cat of nine tails, or sweating isn't worth great drops of blood. No, this blood didn't come just with blood. When they pierced his side, out of his side came not just blood, but the Bible says out of his side came blood and water. Now listen to this. So the church is birthed. We got the blood of Jesus, and we got the water of the Word. Why is that the water of the Word? Because it's Jesus is the Word. So when the water came out, that was the water from Jesus. So out came the blood and the water. So we realized that Christ was creating a woman, a mature woman, not a baby, a mature woman with his bone, out of his bone. And when you realize out of his bone was created the woman, the church, that it had the DNA of Jesus. That's why Jesus gave, out of his side, blood and water. The only place that came out blood and water was out of his side. And so when that happened, it represents the cleansing of the fact that we have the DNA of Yeshua, our husband. Now, when Adam first gave, when Eve, I keep wanting to say gave him birth. We know good and well he didn't give birth to anything. He didn't have a womb. Right? How can a man give birth to a woman? You can't. This doesn't happen. Okay, so I'm going to try to get my terminology right here, my wording correct. So created, when God took the rib out of Adam, then that woman had the same DNA as Adam, right? Had the same DNA because she came from the bone of the man and his blood and his marrow, right? Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, from Adam. So she had the same DNA, the glory DNA, the DNA of glory, the DNA of purity, the DNA of, wow, not some half-rate, half-baked, blood. No, it was the very blood of Adam, the very bones, the same bone, the same marrow, everything, the same kind of skin. But yet she was a woman and he was a man. But they have the same DNA. So when you realize that and you think about that, that's what happened at not the birthing of the church, creation of the church through the rib of Christ, through the blood and the water. Yes, giving birth to something doesn't mean, now we're gonna get into this, but giving birth to something doesn't mean that it's a baby. Because Christ, in a sense, gave birth to the church, but he gave birth, if you will, when you change the terminology of birth, into a mature woman. That when the Holy Ghost, when that woman with bone and marrow of Christ got filled with the same Holy Ghost that Jesus got filled up with, when it came upon him, when John baptized him and said the Holy Spirit came and dwelt upon him and abode upon him, that same Holy Spirit, with the same DNA, with the same bone and marrow, if you will, caused that woman, that church, Peter, James, and John, Mary, Martha, all of them that were there, whoever part of the church, 120 of them. I mean, spiritually speaking, if they could have understand, I'm a creation of God. I'm not just birthed by God, but I'm created by God. The church, when you get birthed into the church, friend, you become flesh of his flesh, bone of his bone, DNA of his DNA. So, but it doesn't happen automatically, but we get connected to that. We get connected to that. And when you get connected to it, then you learn how to activate that blood and that water to wash you and to cleanse you and to, if you will,
awaken you to the fact that you have bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. You are literally bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. And yet at the same time, our spirit man is totally in the image of Christ. Your spirit man, okay, are y'all ready for this tonight? I don't know. Maybe I should stop. Should I stop or go on? Am I getting too deep? Am I getting crazy here tonight? Are y'all like going, what's going on with him tonight? I don't know where you're at. I don't know if you're with me or not on this. But anyway, so what I'm saying tonight is that that your spirit man, when you got born again, your spirit man, the Bible says he that sinneth is of the devil. So that can't mean that it's talking about our body and our soul. It's got to be talking about our spirit man. So if your spirit man is still sinning, that means that you have not been birthed. Therefore, your spirit man is sinning because you're still a heathen, or you're still caught up with God. I mean, you're still caught up. You're still of the old nature. And when you got born again, your spirit man became totally recreated and totally pure, totally no sin. You have your spirit man, if you will, has bone of his bone, even though it's not natural, flesh of his flesh, blood of his blood, DNA of his. Your spirit man has perfect DNA. Now, your soul doesn't and your body doesn't yet, but your spirit man does. So that's the part of you that is that received, if you will, the out of the side of Christ, his very bone from his rib, if you will, his blood and his water cleansed and washed and made your spirit man totally recreated. It was the only part of you that could totally take a total change, a total and complete change, because if your soul would have been totally and completely changed, you wouldn't even know who you were. You would not even know who your mom and dad, I got born again. Oh, my God. I don't even know who my mommy and daddy are. Where do I live? This is my husband? What husband? I didn't know I had a husband. I got children? What from? How did I do that? Because if your soul would have been totally washed, every memory of everything you've ever been through and everything you've ever done, if that would have been made new, you wouldn't even know who you are. So that has to be the soul changing, the soul being renewed, the mind being renewed is a process you go through by faith in step with Jesus, because you have been, part of you is totally recreated in his image and his likeness. And that's your spirit man. But now your soul and your body, your mind, will, and emotions and your memories, you have to yield them over little by little. Right, because he couldn't totally wipe out everything and recreate and make you new. He couldn't do that. With your spirit man, he could. Because your spirit man didn't have all the memories of everything in the way that your soul does. Right? It's not the same thing. Your soul is a completely different thing. All right, so let's go here, and maybe we need to change gears. I don't know. I can't tell if I'm blowing y'all's mind or not. Let me go here. See if I can change gears. I'm just kind of getting caught up into this, because when we take communion tonight, I want us to think about the part of us that has the very DNA of the Lord Jesus. Right? So there we go. All right. Are we doing okay? Y'all still love me and everything? I'm just checking. Yeah, I'm just checking and seeing. I think you do, but I'm just checking. That's all. I'm just asking. All right. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that very much. Somebody said, yeah, we peace, my brother. Thank you. I really do appreciate it. Keep going. Good stuff. Okay, thank you. I'm getting people telling me thank you. Okay, I'm doing okay. All right. And so what's the part? Why are you saying all this tonight, Brother Chadla? And because you gave us, even though I talk about a lot of scripture, if you know the Bible at all, if you studied it all, thank you. Love you, Randy. Thank you very much for that. I really appreciate that. I really do. And I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Everybody, thank you for letting me know you're there with me. Hallelujah. I love it. Okay. All right. Awesome. Okay. So what's the purpose? Why are you saying all this? Why do we need to know what you're saying tonight? Why are you giving us all this stuff in a bombshell, in a sense, without, you know, preparation of teaching? Because if you listen to us, if you listen to me long enough, as I share with you what God gives me, you understand a lot of these things already. You already have some of the foundation in you to understand a lot of this stuff. So if you don't, you're probably confused, maybe, or what you're talking about. So what are you saying? I'm trying to say to you that there's a part of you that has no sin. The Bible says in 1 John, he that sinneth is of the devil. So what's he saying? Some people explain it away, well, you know, if you habitually sin. Well, I know a lot of Christians that habitually sin. What are you talking about if you habitually sin? So if you habitually sin as a Christian, you're of the devil? I don't think so. There's a lot of Christians who have habitual sins. Come on. Don't tell me I'm not preaching good now. I guess I don't know about y'all. Y'all know some Christians. Maybe some of you. I doubt any of our PGN friends, of course. But, you know, all those other people out there, you know, I know a Christian's friend that have habitual sin. I've had habitual sin. And I'm not of the devil. Are you? Of course you're not if you're born again. So what's he saying? He's saying that your spirit man doesn't sin. Now, people have a hard time with that. What do you mean your spirit man doesn't sin? Because your spirit man is seated with Christ in heavenly places. That's the only part of you that is truly and fully bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, if you will. DNA, your DNA is completely pure and was given a whole new beginning. In other words, old things passed away. Well, if your soul had gotten this word, old things have passed away, then you wouldn't even know who your mommy is. You wouldn't even, like I said a while ago, you wouldn't know your mama, your daddy. I have a job. What job? I'm going to go to, yeah, you got to go to work. I don't know. I work. Where do I work at? Over there at the manufacturing company. Well, I'm going to take you to work. We're going to go to work together. And you're going to walk in here. You're going to go on like, okay, I don't know what to do because all things became new with me yesterday. And I don't even know how to do my job anymore because you see what I'm saying, friend? Your mind, your soul has to be renewed, like the Bible says, day by day, month by month, week by week, however you want to say it. It has to be renewed. Your memories have to be, your God begins to cleanse you in your memories. Memories of your past childhood trauma, that's all still there. That has not been done away with. Now, the power to forgive that sin and the power of your soul being forgiven of its general sin is done. But you know good and well, you still sin. The Bible says, he that says he doesn't sin is a liar. So how can the Bible say, if you sin, you're of the devil? And then if you say, if you don't sin, you're a liar. That doesn't even make any sense. And look it up in 1 John. Google it. Find it. I'm not going to find it right now because my internet's too slow. And I'm prophesying and preaching spontaneously for the most part tonight. And I don't know, I'm giving you close to where those scriptures are. Go look them up. Just Google, he that sinneth is of the devil, and then he that saith he had no sin is a liar. It's all in the same 1 John. First John said all that. He wasn't confused either. He was trying to say something that people today still argue with me about. I don't mean argue in a bad way. You know, argue like, that can't be right because your spirit man, even though it's seated with Christ in heavenly places and it stands with the Lord every moment of every day of all the time, you know, can still sin. I don't think so, friend, because your spirit man would be cast out if it's sin. It doesn't sin. Your soul sins, your mind sins, your body sins. You may have unforgiveness. I've had it. I've sinned, but my spirit man never sinned. Never. When I got born again, he got seated and sealed. At the seated with Christ in heavenly places. And friend, believe me, when you're seated with Christ, sin ain't even on your mind. Jesus is on your mind. Okay, you got me? I think you're with me there on that. If you don't know the Bible at all, you're just all messed up. You have to trust me that I'm quoting scripture to you without quoting the chapter and verse. All right, so let's get a hold of it. So what are you saying, Randy? What are you saying? I'm saying that the hope that we have is that your spirit man is totally recreated in the image and likeness of Jesus. Now, with the help of the Holy Spirit working together, because your spirit man is kin to you or is you, and yet your soul is you, and your body is really you too, you three, you one, you two, and you three. Let's just say you got you one, you two, and you three. Okay, you one is the one who's been totally recreated. You two, your soul, you know, even though it's been forgiven of sin, it has to bring those sins and deal with the worldly, the world and all the things in the world. When people hurt you, you get unforgiveness. That's sin, friend. So your soul can sin, and you're still not of the devil because your spirit man's not sinning. But if your soul sins and you lie about it, you're a liar, right? There you go. So there you go. So anyway, so when we start understanding all this stuff, you're going to realize that what God did is he graciously connected, recreated a part of you that's totally in his image, in his blood, in his water, in his nature, totally, completely recreated. Thank God that part of us is like that. Though we still struggle in sin in our souls, and our body does stupid stuff sometimes. You know what? When we take communion tonight, which we're going to do here in just a moment, we're going to realize that when they pierced his side and the church, that is, if you're born again, you are now part of the church. And if you're part of the church, you have his blood, his DNA, you have his water, the water of his word, right? And now you've got, if I was the Holy Spirit and speaking tongues, you're amazingly filled with the Holy Ghost. And you should be up, and when I got baptized in the Holy Spirit, I mean, I was already doing a lot of stuff, but when I got baptized in the Spirit, I became so mature, already pretty mature for it, because I was totally on fire for Jesus, just like many of you. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But when I got baptized in the Holy Spirit, and with the evidence of speaking in tongues, man, I went from like going, you know, trying to win people to Jesus to healing the sick and going to the hospitals and trying to empty out the beds. I mean, I literally was doing that, literally. I got in some trouble over that. But, you know, when they said, go do it, I just said, okay. I didn't even think about it. I said, God will protect me. God will watch over me. I started walking into rooms where people are sick and dying and just walking in there and start praying for them. And all of a sudden, people that were half dead started coming back alive. And they got mad at me because they said, well, the person's almost dead, and you're in there praying for them. Now they're coming back to life again. You know, you need to stop doing that. Let them die, because they wanted them to quit suffering. Y'all see what I'm talking about? They wanted them to quit suffering. How dare you go in there? And I mean, literally, that happened. Yeah, it was hard for them to talk about that, but they did. Some bold nurse, you know how nurses can be sometimes, just as bold as, you know, a lion, came in there and told me, you can't do that, sir. You can't go in there and start, that person was almost dead. Almost going to meet their maker, and here you are bringing them back and praying, and now they're wiggling and squirming and wanting to get out of bed. What did you do to them? I said, I'm just thinking, I just prayed for them. I don't know. I'm just, you know, I didn't even know enough Bible to tell them what I was doing. I said, I'm just doing what Jesus, he wants to bring life. And they really, you know, they were not really, I want to say they were nice. They were not nice. They were not nice. They were bold and strong, but not really nice. All right, and so, you know, I didn't get too far with that, but at least I got in there, got to do a few. So you see what I'm saying? When we realize that when we get baptized in the Holy Spirit, you go into a maturity state with the Spirit of God instantaneously. I went from being on fire for Jesus and trying to win a lot of people to the Lord to now I'm praying for the sick. You know, challenging people that if God heals you of this wounded ankle, which I did to a guy one time in Clovis, New Mexico, never forget about it. He was standing there on the corner and with crutches, and I had my friend drive with us. I said, drive over there. And I got out and I said, hey, if Jesus healed you of your ankle problem right now, would you believe God? He went, oh, yeah, uh-huh. So I prayed for him. And friend, believe it or not, God is my witness, the guy got totally healed. He could not believe it. He was in such shock. And so, you know, it was amazing. And so I was doing this stuff. Why? You know, because when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, it's like when Adam was created as a 30-year-old person and Eve came out of his rib as a 30-year-old person. I mean, just like when the church was birthed and the Holy Spirit came upon them, that maturity level, they just got up and just took off running like 30-year-old people would do, full of the Holy Ghost, mature. They weren't babies, right? They weren't babies. That's why we need people to get baptized in the Holy Spirit and have the evidence of speaking in tongues, because when you do that, the level of maturity, and you have to babysit them a lot less, because when they're not baptized in the Holy Spirit and they get born again, they're like babies. Change my diaper. I stink. Change my diaper. Give me a baba. You know, but when they get baptized in the Holy Spirit, I mean, I'm not saying it's perfect because it isn't, but man, you go from being a baby to being a 30-year-old person. And I mean, you just like go from a wham to a bam. Wham, bam, there you are, Sam. I mean, you're up and at it. That's what happened to me. I experienced it. And when I was not baptized in the Holy Spirit, I was on fire for Jesus. But when I got baptized in the Spirit, I was aflame with the glory of God. And I just went, oh, my God, I can't even believe this stuff. Everybody getting this. Everybody's got to have this. Everybody's got to have this. So anyway, all right, let's take communion, friend. I've yacked myself happy. And yes, I have. I've yacked myself happy. So let's go here and hang on just a second. Give me just a moment here as I make a transition. We're going to take communion, so get your communion ready. And then give me just a minute. I'm going to transition here. All right. I know my sound is off. Thank you. I'm ask everybody to give me just a minute here as I make a transition. Give me just a minute. I'll be right there with you. Nothing's going on. Everything's good. All right, we are making transition here. I'm asking to give me a moment. I'm making a transition here. I got to get. I'm having spoke with my internet, so I'm having to collect all the information, and it's taking a little bit more time. So just give me a minute. Thank you very much. We are at it tonight, so thank you for being with us. We're going to be taking communion. Hopefully, you have your communion ready. And all right. Okay. Thank God. Everybody's doing good, I hope, tonight. I'm going to be praying for you in just a little bit. So I'll get ready for that. And if you were able to listen to the message tonight and get hold of some of that stuff, we went kind of deep tonight a little bit. And very, very good. So we are getting ready to take communion. So get your communion ready. And let's get ready to take that. All right. All right, I got all kinds of things going on here. All right, I got slow internet tonight, although everything's good with the radio show. It's just checking in and checking with what's going on as people give tonight. All good. Everything's good. Thank you for being here. We're so grateful. Everything you're doing and being a great part of what we're doing here. And God is so gracious that he's actually just getting us ready. Y'all been listening to the world, what's going on in the world situation? Is that messing with y'all a little bit? Are you doing okay with it? What's going on? All right. Communion, let's lift our cup up, our bread up to the Lord, and
get ready to partake tonight. We thank you, Jesus. All right, 1 Corinthians 11, we always like to go to that scripture, so we're going to go there again tonight. And get a hold of the word, 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23. Let's go there. I'm going to go in the this version here, the New Living Standard version. All right. Yeah, I think that Lynette says she has faith in God that God will work Ukraine's concerns out in the holy name of Jesus. Yeah. Well, I tell you, they were warned for quite a while about everything. Okay, if Sarah says she donated, is it okay? I really don't know. It hasn't come in yet, but it probably will. So the internet's a little slow tonight, so it's taking a little bit more time for things to get in, but it's going to happen. So let's just give it a minute, give it some time, and it'll come passing through, I'm sure. All right. Let's see what's going on here. Not everything's working exactly like it should, but we're doing really good. All right. All right. Awesome. Really, really good to be with you tonight. Let's lift up the bread, and I'm going to read the scripture to you tonight as we get into the word. Remember, we're talking about what came out of the side of Jesus. What came out of Jesus' side is the only place that was blood and water. Everywhere else, you know, basically, of course, there's water in the blood, but it gushed out water and gushed out blood when they speared him in the side. And so, you know, that was a whole different situation going on, just like out of the side of Adam. When Eve was birthed, was out of the side of Jesus. When the church was birthed, it was not birthed as a baby. It was created as a mature living being filled with the Holy Spirit. All right? So I want you to think about it tonight as we take his body and eat his flesh and drink his blood tonight, that out of his side was birthed the blood and the water, and we have his DNA in us. We need to claim that and believe that to change those things in your life that are causing you problems, right? Yeah, that's what we're here. That's what this is all about. That the habits, the things that you do sin with on a regular basis, whatever that is, you do have some things, some habitual sins that you know that's not of God. You know, there's no condemnation. God wants to help you. He's here to help you, right? He's here. You want to change bad enough to change. So sometimes when you activate your will to go, God, I'm really sick and tired. I hate this thing. The Bible says he who hated his life for my sake will, when he hates his own life for my sake, he will gain life. Right? Yeah. So when you really hate something enough, God waits for us to hate it. If we don't hate it, it's never going to go away. If we just think it's not that bad, it's cute, it's okay, it's like a it ain't never going to go anywhere, friend. It'll be your friend the rest of your life and really be your enemy. So we need to ask God tonight when we take communion. Let's ask the Lord to give us a hatred for that thing that messes with us, all right? All right, so let's lift up the bread. Well, we lift it up in Jesus' name. Paul the Apostle said, for I pass on to you what I received from the Lord himself, the Lord himself. On the night he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread, gave thanks to God for it, then he broke it in pieces and said, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat, friend, tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your blood, your body. We thank you for your flesh. We thank you that your flesh was your word. Your word really is the water that cleanses us, that recreates in us. We thank you, Jesus, tonight. Eating your body, eating your word, eating your broken word, to get that word inside of us, to create inside of us a new clean heart, new desires, in Jesus' name. All right, and in the same way, he took the cup, or sipped the cup of wine after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant between God and his people. an agreement confirmed with his blood. Do this in remembrance of me as often as you drink it. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until he comes. In other words, his death is where he paid for everything. That's why we announce in the communion, we don't announce his resurrection. We announce his death because it was in his resurrection that everything became sealed. So we thank you, Lord. We don't celebrate the resurrection in this particular thing. We celebrate the death where everything is paid for. We celebrate that. We focus on that in communion where everything was purchased and paid for. We thank you, Lamb of God, for the purchasing of your blood in your body. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. We announce the Lord's death. We announce that our testator is died. Even though he's risen from the dead, the fact that we're announcing that he's dead means the testator is dead and we receive our inheritance. That's why announcing the Lord's death is important, because that's where you're saying, you know, officially, you know, agreeing with the Lord that now your inheritance can be released to you. So everybody say that, whether it's a natural inheritance or inheritance from Jesus, let's all say that. Lord, we're announcing your death tonight through communion. Because we're announcing that now the testator is dead, we receive our inheritance. And say it with me. In Jesus' name, God, I receive my inheritance, my treasure from you, God, the thing that you have laid up for me. I receive them tonight, Jesus. Release them into my heart, into my will, into my purposes. Into my purposes, release them, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus. Let it be done right now by the power of God. Let it be done, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you that we are announcing your death tonight. Even though we all know you died and it's been documented, we announce it tonight by announcing that. Every time we take communion, we announce it. Why? Because we know that as we announce it, we're by faith proclaiming and literally know that you died. And believe that you died. And when you died, the moment you died, our inheritance was released. And then on the day of Pentecost, our inheritance began to be released. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray that every person needing to be filled with the Holy Ghost and fire tonight will be filled with the Holy Ghost, will be loosened to God and be saturated and immersed in the power of the Holy Spirit, so you can rise up from that babyhood, from that childishness, of being a child in the spirit to being a mature, like when Eve was brought forth out of the rib of Adam. She wasn't created a baby. She was created a beautiful, mature woman, ready to have children, ready to bear fruit. A little baby can't bear fruit. It's not even formed in a baby's womb at that moment. That baby's womb is not ready. But when the church was created through the rib of Jesus, through his blood and his water, hallelujah, she can now give birth to children and start a whole new generation of people, a whole new generation, by giving birth from the bone and marrow and the DNA and the blood and the water of Jesus. We now give birth to a generation, Father, that is birthed forth through a new DNA, a new bloodline, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And I can testify to that. When I got saved, friend, it's like I stepped into a DNA, like I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden I don't want to smoke, I don't want to drink. And I mean, literally, I tried to quit many times, and I was weak. I couldn't do it. I was a young man, not even 20, about 20 years old when I got saved. And I couldn't quit drinking and smoking. I tried my friends. They could quit and go back and quit. And I could never even quit, much less go quit and go back. Yeah, 3 months later or a month later, I couldn't even quit. I couldn't even quit for a couple of days. Yeah, Jesus set me free. And all of a sudden, I didn't want those things. I didn't want to go out and do sexual things anymore. I didn't want to go out and smoke dope and do that thing. I hated that lifestyle. I hated it. Jesus knew I hated it. But I couldn't get free until he set me free. And my cry for the hatred, we took communion tonight, really for the hatred, to give us a hatred for those things that are messing with us. Yeah, God, give us a hate for the evil things that try to mess with us and keep us in the flesh.
dear Jesus, let that communion blood and body go through us tonight in Jesus' name and create in us a passionate, distasteful, distrusting, disliking hatred for that those things that we know we're doing that are not right. God, help us in Jesus' name and give us a hatred. So when I got born again, friend, I already hated all this stuff. If I hadn't hated it, I might have kept doing it and just being a saved, you know, Christian with issues. But, man, I hated all of it. I hated the whole thing. I hated the whole sex scene. I hated all. It was just, it got nasty. It was just like a bunch of pigs. And I felt like a pig. And believe me, when God set me free, oh, my God, it was amazing. Yeah. Hallelujah. All right. Amen. Make sure and drink your water. I just guzzled down a 16-ounce bottle. And it is awesome. I'm nurturing my body, watering the ground. You got to water the ground, y'all. Water that ground. Okay. Let's go here tonight. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for being a part of PGN tonight. We're going to pray over offerings tonight, so thank you for that. Hope you're keeping up with the global, what's happening in the global realm, because it is a sign of what's happening. They're raising nuclear threats. Russia is threatening the nuclear realm. And it's pretty amazing what's actually going on. So if you guys are getting a hold of that, if you're seeing that, you might start thinking that everything we told you when God told me when Biden became president, that everything he had spoken to me about, which is about the Antichrist, the manifestation, the uncovering of the Antichrist, the two witnesses, the one world merging together, all that stuff he spoke to me personally about was not going to start happening. Friend, I think you can kind of see that, right? Can you see that happening? That is happening. Yeah. All right. Thank you for everything you're doing to help us, everything God's speaking to you about. We just thank you for that, and we appreciate it, and that the glory of God will fill you and bless you. Amen. When you give us unto the Lord. You know, God made a good deal with us. He gave us everything we have, our brain, the power to do the job, the power to go to work, you know, bless us with a vehicle, bless us with a way to get to work and have a job where we can make money. And all he wants is 10%. That's a pretty good business deal. When God created everything, he made everything. Everything we have is from him. And yet all he says is the partnership that we have is not 50-50. It's not 60-40. It's 90-10. 10, you get 90. I mean, friend, anybody who can't live with that is extremely greedy, right? I mean, you have to have tremendous greed going on in your life to know that the partnership that God, who created everything, has given you everything, blessed you with the ability to do it. Yeah, you got to go work it out and do some things and fulfill life and raise children. It's work. But everything we have the power to do and multiply and increase and have in life is all given to us by God. And he's, the partnership he set up is a 90-10. I don't think anybody can beat that. If I had somebody who supplied me with everything and said he just wanted 10%, I'd be feeling bad. I said, no, you're at least going to go 60-40, because this is all yours, and 60-40 is not even right. You should be getting 60. I should be getting 40. Right? Yeah. So what a deal maker we have with God. Who would make a deal like that but God? Right? Who would make a deal like that but God? It's just laughable when you think about it that people struggle with that. I mean, I struggle with it. I know I've struggled with it too, so I'm not condemning anybody. But I've struggled with it myself. But when you start thinking about that, the deal God has made, and we're sitting there wrestling with, you know, our 10%, given the partner who's given us everything, 10%, and we keep 90. Oh, Lord, help me. That is like laughable. And I have been tempted and messed it up myself, friend. So I'm not going to criticize anybody, but I'll just tell you what, when you think about the love of God, it's absolutely amazing. Yes, Karen, I saw that. Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. Thank you for that. All right. All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. Lindsey Graham came out tonight and publicly called for Putin to be assassinated.
Oh, he did.
Noel just sent me this text saying that Lindsey Graham just came out and called for Putin to be assassinated. Listen, let me tell you something. I mean, yeah, she said literally. I'm going like, yeah, I believe that. Lindsey Graham's pretty cool. He's a pretty cool guy. But, you know, I mean, that's it's wonderful that he said that. It's all show, though I think he means it for sure. But and for him to say that is big. Already knows everybody wants to kill him. All right, when you get up like that and you're doing what you're doing, believe me, you have so many things set in there where people can't kill you or even get a chance to kill you. You have so many ways that you test your food, your drinks that they send you. You have all these different ways. Believe me, he is well protected. Not that if God allows it, that can happen. Okay. I can. You need the link for PayPal, or what are you asking? I'm not sure what you're asking. Yeah, okay, I'll send you the link. Yeah, I'm sorry. Let me send you the link. Thank you, Jayla, for asking about that. If you need the link tonight, thank you for asking. We will get that to you. Sometimes we have to send the app, the link out, the PayPal for that. So thank you so much for that, and God bless you. And if you need that link tonight to give, if you'd like to do that, only do it if you want to do it. Don't do it. Don't feel obligated in the flesh and feel, oh, God, I better do it or God will get me. You know, don't give that money that you feel like God's going to get you. Give that somewhere else, okay? Don't give it here, please. But if you want to give because you want to give and you delight in giving, then please give that here. We would love to receive that offering from you. That's a free will and of a willing heart. And a joyful heart. Please, if you want to give that kind of offering, please do that here at PGN. If you feel obligated and under the law, like you better do it as you're going to go to hell, go give that somewhere else. Go give it somewhere, please. But if you want to do it willingly, you know, give it here. We will take it. Believe me, we will rejoice with you. We will laugh with you when you get blessed. We will cry with you until you get, believe me, we know what it's like. And we're with you. We are with you in that. Believe me. Thank you so much. All right. So if you've been listening to the show long, you know that we've been warning you. We didn't say that Putin was coming on the scene to do all that. We didn't know any of that. But we've been telling you that the end times have kicked in at a whole other level. We warned everybody about that. Now, we didn't just warn people. We taught about it. We prophesied about it. We told you about a year and a half ago that we're in a whole new era. And now I think people are starting to see that era is kicking in. We're in a whole new era. And so, you know, if you are not able to grasp that right now, maybe just give it some time. God will give you the grace to be able to understand it when the time is right for you. Push yourself. Just ask God to show you, and he will. All right? He will show you. And so, yeah. Okay. Thank you for everything you're doing, y'all. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Hallelujah. Okay, awesome. So let's get ready to pray over offerings. I'm trying to get there. Thank you for being patient with me tonight. You know, some of this stuff, man. It's just crazy. Yeah, the internet, when the internet gets slow, things come in kind of slow. So if you can, the quicker you can give your offering, if you want to do that tonight, give it as soon as you can, but mainly because the internet's a little bit slow in getting it in. And I'm not even sure how slow that it is. I just know that it's slow. Okay? So if you want to do that, that'd be awesome. All right. The fact Jada just gave, so that came in with a few seconds. So maybe it's not as slow as I thought. Maybe it's just other parts that are slow. I don't think the offering coming in is slow. I think that sometimes the information getting it to me is slow. Okay. So everything's good. All right. Let's pray tonight. We're going to pray over offerings right now. So thank you for giving. Thank you for loving what we do and being a part of it. And God is going to richly bless us all, right? I believe we're all going to be richly blessed. So, yeah. Right. Okay. I can keep up with all this. I think I'm doing pretty good. God is gracious. Okay, I tried to check that account a while ago, and I wasn't able to get into that account for some reason. I'm not sure what's going on with that. God. All right, I just restarted my phone and everything, just in my computer, see why everything's, I'm Veronica 20. Okay, I got you. Yeah, I can't get into, Oh, I see. You said 133.33 two days ago. Okay. Oh, awesome. Wonderful. I don't think I knew that. Cool. Yeah, for some reason I can't get into that account at this second. That is by Zelle. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I like Zelle. Zelle's pretty cool. Okay, 133.33 and then 20. All right. Okay. Yes, I had the 133.33. I did have that. Yeah, I think I already had that in there. Wonderful. So I did have that. Thank you. Yeah. Got that. Yeah, I got the 133. I already had that in there. And the 20. All right. Awesome. 3 and then 20. All right. Yep, I do have that. Oh, you made $200 today? Wow. Cool. That must be nice. Wow. Oh, so you said 20, yeah. Oh, great. Cool. Very, very cool. I love it. All right. I have to try about 6 times to get it to take the card. Oh, did you really? Who is this? 6 times to take the card. Who is this? Oh, Barbara. Okay. Oh, thank you, Angie. I don't know who this is. Oh, Karen. Okay, Karen. I don't know. Yeah. All right, so we're making it. I'm trying to get going here. It's a little slower tonight than usual, but I think it's going pretty good, actually. I'm surprised that it's actually kind of come together all of a sudden. So, awesome. Thank you so much. And Sarah, I don't know. I haven't seen your command. You want to tell me how much it is so I can just – it may be late, slow, so just if you could tell me how much it is, then I can get it going on there for you. If you want to do that, that way I can register it. That would be cool. All right. So here we go. Yay. Y'all give me just a second. I'm still here. Yes, I am. Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much. All right, Sarah, 10. Thank you, Sarah. I appreciate it. All right, I think we're pretty well caught up here, so let's go for it. All right. Thank you, Lord, for Andrea tonight. Thank you for the $5, Andrea. And Andrea sent me a little note about a little girl who has cancer and a little 11-year-old girl. Let's pray for that little baby doll. Lizzie's her name. Lord, we lift up Lizzie tonight along with Andrea's prayer, God. Little Lizzie has cancer. Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for just sparing her life, my God. Have mercy on her in Jesus' name and bless her. And cause her to live a good life, God, and knowing that you love her, Jesus, and that Satan can't have her, disease can't have her, that lying devil is a lying devil. He's a sorry devil, and he wants to bring pain upon God's people. And we thank you, Jesus, upon the sweet babies. And God, we hate that. We hate what the devil does, and we are not ashamed to say we hate him. Thank you, Lord, for that. And opening up her heart, God, to receive the love of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And bless Andrea, God. Thank you, Lord, for her, the heart you've given her to love and bless and be a friend to children, to be a friend to the elderly and children, to be a friend to all people. And that her friendship, God, will come with the power and of Jesus, the power to help, the power to impart faith, the power to deliver, and the power to be blessed. All right, Tyjus, $10. Thank you, Tyjus. Good to have from you, Tyjus. Good to have you. Good to hear from you. Thank you for that offering. Thank you for that. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for blessing Tyjus, Father. Give her a new will to live, give a new will to live, and a new will to live at a whole other level in her life, a new will to live at a higher level. Well, you know, when God gives us a will to live for him, we go from glory to glory, right? So I see God bringing you, Tyjus, to a whole other level of his will, a higher level of his will, you know, or the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, that perfect will of God, you know, because the Bible does talk about three different levels, the good, the acceptable, and perfect. And with God, everything's and perfect will of God. And I thank you, Lord, for bringing her into that realm, that passion to serve, and to believe you, God, for the perfect will of God. Not coming short on anything, God. She will not come short in her prayers. She will not come short in her ability to communicate in prayer to you, God, and to those around her, that she'll be able to communicate to them the love of Jesus in a new language, in a new proper way, in Jesus' name. And bless Sarah, God. Thank you, Sarah, for that $10. And we ask you, God, to bless her family, bless her children, bless her daughter, God. We thank you, Lord, for bringing a friend in her life, God, that she can fellowship with, that she can get to know, in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord, for delivering her from any kind of hesitancy she might have about things that you're calling her to do, you want her to do. And sometimes we have a hesitancy because there's not time yet, right? Sometimes it's not time, so we have a hesitancy to do something. But when it's time, that hesitance part of us begins to diminish. We lose that reverential fear because it was something evil, but because of something of timing. And we thank the Lord for that timing working within her life in Jesus' name. All right, Danette, $15.35. Thank you, Danette, for that. We just bless you tonight. Thank you for your love for God. Thank you, Father, for bringing Danette into a place of forgiveness, where she's able to release forgiveness in behalf of people that can't forgive, that can't seem to get a hold of forgiveness, that can't seem to get a hold of that she can be able to pray and impart the grace to forgive, because forgiveness just brings bitterness to the soul, right, Danette?
So the people around you, the people that you're praying, the people you're believing God for, when we release the power of the blood of Jesus, when we release the power of forgiveness, when we release that, it breaks that bondage and gets off of them where they can be happy, where they can be free. Unforgiveness is a bondage that I've lived in it. I know. And it's a horrible bondage. And when you're flowing in the gifts of the Spirit and all of a sudden, you know, it's like they've diminished because of your unforgiveness, it's scary. Unforgiveness is painful and horrible. So, Lord, all those around her, God, that she will begin to pray and release the glory of God to bring forgiveness to for those people that they can forgive and let go of things and move on with their life and not let the devil drag them through hell and back to unnecessary parts of their life, you know, unnecessary battles to cause problems because of unforgiveness. Thank you, Jesus, for that. And bless her, God. Bless the net, increase her, multiply her. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Calls her to have a new kindness from Jesus flowing up in her, God, a new level, a new glory of kindness, the kindness of Jesus. Amen. Nicole, $17.70. Nicole does shows for us on Sundays now, Sundays at noon. We're trying to get that out. She's teaching on the secrets, really, of the end times, of the book of Revelation. Really cool. And you know, get a hold of that. And if you're not on our text alerts, I will text you and remind you when she's on. And if you can't listen to it then, you can always go back and listen to, you can request the link or whatever. And we'll try to get that to you because it's on Sunday at noon, which is kind of an unusual time. That's Texas time. And so that's the time she could do it, the time she felt was right. So, hallelujah. All right. Lord, bless Nicole, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for allowing things to come together, whether it's been hindrances, allowing things to come together concerning her whole family, the family thing, where the family thing, that blessing her with the family, the issues of life, to bring forth the issues of life in the family realm, in Jesus' name with Nicole, God, where she you know, feels like she's coming up short in those things, God. We thank you, God, because she's serving you, because she's, you know, laying her life down and giving her life to serve you with your word. We thank you, Lord, for empowering her with that ability to have her family. Not just her mother and her, you know, whoever, not part of her family, but your own personal family. In Jesus' name, open that up for her, God, right now in the name of Jesus. Bless and increase and multiply and reward her, God, for her willingness to serve you, Jesus, as a willing vessel in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. God's going to start countering every action that the DNA realm has brought your way. Because a lot of the things that we struggle are DNA issues, you know, the things that just come that are just, you know, there. We can't seem to figure out what's going on. Our DNA issues. And so I thank you, Lord, for giving her that revelation in Jesus' name. Amen. $25. God bless you, Felicia. Felicia did a show for us a couple of Sundays ago on Sunday night. Terrence and Tanisha weren't able to do the show, so Felicia had already asked me to if she could do her first show sometime when something opened up. So I said, yay. So she jumped in there and did an awesome show from what I understand. Really great. Thank you, Felicia, for that. And may God reward you. We open up our whole family. When you get a show here, you get an automatic audience because of we turn our host on to every one of our people. It doesn't cost. There's no cost. We don't charge anything. Everything's free. We just open it up right there. Okay, here's the people. Love them. Minister to them. Be gracious and kind. Give them God's. And so she did that, and we're so thankful because, So how many times do you get that where when you get a show, you get an automatic connection to, you know, like our PGN family? You know, we announce to everybody that's been with us for years, Felicia's on Sunday, right? And she's able to connect with them and minister to them. What a beautiful setup God's given us to be able to do that. So bless her, God, increase her, multiply her. God, give her the grace to give her life away, God, like she desires to do, to give her life for you.
and in Jesus' name to serve you and giving her life, God. And if she gives her life away, you reward and bless her with more anointing, more wisdom, more satisfaction, more power to perform the will of God and to walk in the will of God. All right, in Jesus' name. All right, Paulette, $25. Thank you, Paulette. Thank you for Paulette, God. We thank you, Jesus, for a renewal and a restoring of the everything God's wanting to renew and renewing your life. And Jesus, sometimes when God renews, we think that he's going to bring back the old things that we had, and like maybe they got separated from us for some reason or distracted or whatever. But sometimes God brings us, you know, he replaces those things with something new. It's not that he always brings back the old and connects that to us. So that's wonderful, because if an old thing becomes new, then it's still new, right? So an old thing can become new, but that's not always the case. Sometimes God, with me, God had, you know, told me, I'm going to give you all new things. Behold, all, I'm going to create all things new. And so he did that with me. But it's not always necessary to have to be that way. So I thank you, Jesus, for all the things that have been stolen and robbed from her, from her family, from her inheritance, from her past generations, God, that you're going to use Paulette to gather together a lot of the inheritance, a lot of things that was lost and taken away and stolen and robbed from, and bring it back into her hands in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, LaShun, $25. Thank you, LaShun. LaShun also does a show for us on Fridays, every Friday at 9 p.m. If you have our, if you're on our text alert, you'll know that. And she's been ministering there for, I don't know how long, maybe a year. I can't remember. It may have been longer than that. I really don't remember. But she's been serving and blessing. And, God, I thank you, Lord, for causing that you bring her on the straight and narrow. The straight and narrow isn't like perfection and being perfect. The straight and narrow is that place to where we don't spend a lot of time going back and forth and wandering around in the wilderness for 40 years. I mean, the straight and narrow means that we go, that we can go straight to the path that God has by our obedience, and by not doing stuff that we know we're not supposed to do, and do what God wants us to do. And the straight and narrow is, means basically that instead of zigzagging around and taking a year to do something, you could be there in 6 months or six days, you know, whatever. Instead of we go back and forth and all around making all these mistakes and there's things that God, so you know, we all going to make mistakes, but the more we learn, the quicker we walk the straight and narrow, which means we get straight to the will of God. Straight, the timing changes. Everything changes with our timing. Where we don't spend a year doing something we could get done in you know, 3 weeks or 3 months. Amen? Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. And Jayla, bless Jayla, God, tonight, $25. Thank you, Jayla, for that. May God begin to, that surrendering part of you. There's a new area of your life, Jayla, that's being surrendered to God. You know, we go through different things in our life, and we end up entering into a place where our surrender is deeper. Our surrendering to God is more precious. It's more beautiful. It's more powerful, tender. It's more loving. It's more receptive. And I see God bringing you into that place of surrender at a whole new level. When you surrender, believe me, God surrenders to you what belongs to you. When we surrender to him, he says, okay, you're buying gold tried in the fire. So here you go. I'm going to bless you. All right. All right, Regina, $25. Thank you, Regina. Thank you, Lord, for Regina. Thank you, Lord, for literally making those things new, God, in Jesus' name, and bringing about the things that seem the furthest away, let them all of a sudden become the things that are the closest to her. The things that seem to be the furthest away, God, that all of a sudden she finds them right next to her again in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In one fashion or form. I don't know what form that's going to be exactly, but all of a sudden the things that were far away, it's like the further away they got, it's like they were circling around behind you, and they seemed like they were way, way, they got further and further away and further apart. And all of a sudden here they came up behind you going, hey, here we are. Here it is. And it hadn't gotten further away. It was actually making a circle going back around, coming back towards you from behind you to surprise you. Or let that be done in Jesus' name. Open that up to God in Jesus' name. Let her begin to see that process. Amen in Jesus' name. Tanisha, $26. Thank you, Tanisha.
for being that blessing to the Lord. Tanisha, also her and Terrence do shows every Wednesday and Sunday, almost every Sunday, but sometimes they have other things going on with family and stuff, so then other people jump in there, and like Angela Joy does a great job on Wednesday, on Sundays also, and also Felicia took last couple of Sundays ago, did a really great job, and thank you, Lord, for Tanisha, God, for her service to you, God. Father, I thank you that God is enlarging your heart as a mother. He's enlarging your heart as a person who's not mothering children so much as far as physical children, but all that too, but being able to mother, to be a mother to those who are business people, to be a mother to those who are in different industries, in different like banking sectors and market sectors and different things where people are in the business world and need somebody that can be a friend, need somebody that can give them encouragement, need somebody that can, you know, be a mother to them and tell them the truth, but say, hey, I'm right here with you. I'm like your mother. You know, I'm never going to leave you. I'm never going to forsake you. And be that mother figure, God, to those who are, you know, are out in the business world and out there in life and needing help with how to raise family and what's going on and need somebody to stand and say, are you just with me? You don't have to give me a bunch of counsel. Well, that would be fine, but it's just, are you with me? And that anointing to be able to stand with and beside people, Aunt Tanisha, as God has given you, is very powerful. And your faith is really exceeding what you have even been able to believe, to exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think or even imagine. So God is exceeding. He's going to exceed your faith in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right. Angela Joy, $40. Thank you, Angela Joy, for that $40. Thank you, Jesus, for the power of forgiveness, God. We thank you that as a high priest of the Lord, you know, somebody who can stand in the gap for people, Angela, and know that what you've been through those things, and now they're going through those things, and how God enabled you to forgive, how God enabled you to get through those issues, how God enabled you to. You know, how you did it, you know, came through it. And so is the priest part of you, God is anointing. And like Jesus was a great high priest. Why? Because he was tempted in every way that we're tempted. So he knows how it feels. So God's giving you a thing like, you know how it feels, but yet you don't want people to squander around and roll around in that stuff. You want them to come out of it. So God giving you that priestly strength, that compassion, and yet that priestly strength to speak the truth in love and bring deliverance to people who especially have feel sorry for themselves, can't get out of that self-pity mode. That self-pity mode is a real destroyer. And I see God really using you to break people out of that and bring them into self-pity to compassion. They walk in the spirit of compassion in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Sandra and Robert. Sandra from Georgia. Thank you, Lord, for that 50. Sandra does shows for us sometimes too. And has done in a little while, but has done shows for us. And thank you, Lord, for that spirit of willingness, God, to step out. God has really given you faith, Sandra, to step out and believe Him. And so, you know, when somebody is in tried, like Abraham had much faith, right? The reason God really trusted him is because Abraham had action faith. And I thank you, Lord, for Sandra's action faith, God, in every area, in the area of loving, giving, yes, even giving financially, and to having a desire to help and to be truthful and honest and getting people to move into the truthful, honest realm where they're honest with themselves, with God. You know, we can be dishonest with other people because it's not some of the stuff we're doing. It's not anybody's business. But with God, He knows everything, teaching people and showing people how to be honest with God, knowing that when you're honest with God, it's really good because He already knows anyway, right? Yeah. And so teaching people how to be honest, because the parable of the sower who went out to sow, the ground that was plowed good, that bore forth much fruit, was represented as honest ground. It's honesty with God is knowing, like, you know, He knows everything about me. What do I want to hide anything from Him for? And the more honest we are with God, you know, as I see God showing you how to relate this and impart this to people, the more they're going to find themselves of bearing fruit, right? Because they're being honest with God. They're not just trying to hyperfaith everything, but being honest with God and still walking by faith. Thank you, Lord, for Robert, Sandra's husband. We just bless him, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you for resurrecting in him, God, a new business deal, new business dealings, the ability to deal in the business realm and talk to people and working things, learning how to work things in the spirit. And I thank you, Lord, for that and the compassionate side of him, God, to help people that are needy and don't know what to do, don't know how to do it. In Jesus' name, to teach them and show them, and prepare them for life. Amen. All right, Martine, $73. Thank you, Martine, for that. Martine from California, we just bless you tonight, Martine. Thank you for the power to prosper. I thank you, Lord, that God, as you go through, God's going to, I see God breaking you free from the past. You know what I mean? Not that the past has been like you've been a sinner and you got all these bad things to forget. You know, but I see, you know, God just finishing things off and giving you a new beginning. Finishing things off and giving you a new beginning. Right? And so as God does that, you know, old things are going to pass away. Old things are going to pass away. Things that have not passed away yet. You're going to find like, oh, wow, where did that go? Wow, that's amazing. Where did that go? Yeah, exactly. And so so God is doing that process of breaking the chains of the things that have, you know, just things that have been, you know, there hanging around, just loose. God says, I'm gonna give you a new beginning, a new start over, in Jesus' name. And the old things are gonna pass away. All right, Karen, $73.10. Thank you for that, Karen. I saw your little text there about 7 and 3 and the 10, so thank you, Lord, for that. In Jesus' name, God, I thank you for the responsibilities that you've given Karen, to the burden you've given her to carry. The burden of the word of the Lord is to, like, when God speaks to you to do something, you do it. And I see you doing prophetic acts, things that God has told you to do, prophetic acts. Like, I just sent out some cards to all of our people who that have given over the years. I sent out a New Year's card for 2022 being a year of treasures, and that was a prophetic act for me. And God said, do that. It's a prophetic act. So I released this prophetic act, and in that, you know, God's going to do something. I don't know exactly all what he's going to do, but because sometimes when you do something, Karen, you don't always know exactly what God's going to do. You know, but when he says do something, some kind of victory is going to happen. So expect that as you do those prophetic acts, like kind of what you did tonight. That's powerful, and God's gonna restrain the enemy from being able to just do whatever he wants, restrain him. And I see him being cuffed up and locked up and restrained. Amen? And restrained around you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Open that up right now, God, by the power of the Holy Spirit. I see somebody being filled with the Holy Spirit, carrying around you. Somebody being filled with the Holy Ghost, with the Spirit of God, saturating you with power from on high. In the name of Jesus, break them free, God. Love them, Jesus. Amen. Margit, $80. Thank you, Margit, for that. Margit, for that $80. Thank you, God, for that carefree. I see God moving you to this carefree thing where you're going to feel kind of guilty because, like, how come I feel so carefree, like concerned about something or worried about something or not worried about it, but concerned about it, and I'm not concerned about what's going on. It's like you've been casting your cares upon the Lord. You're going to find yourself being more carefree. In other words, you know, if God puts something on you, then he gives you the ability to carry it. But when we put things on ourselves and the enemy puts things on us, it becomes something that we carry around that burdens us, right? And it causes us to get loaded down. And I see God saying to you, I hear the victory bell ringing of carefree. Amen. The Bible says, be careful for nothing, but in all things, in supplication and prayer. Amen. So I see God, you've been practicing that, or you're going to be practicing that more and more. And as you develop that, you're going to find yourself in a thing of like feeling like a child, carefree, haven't got no responsibilities on me as far as, you know, in that carefree thing in a beautiful way, in a good way. Amen. In Jesus' name, the spirit of freedom ringing from your soul, girl. Hallelujah. I loosen that right now in Jesus' name. All right, Angela Lanham, $80. Thank you, Angela. In Jesus' name, prosper her, bless her, God. When I say prosper, you know what we mean by that. We're talking about the will of God, that every area of your life will be saturated. You'll have love in your life, intimate love in your life, you know, a purpose with a person together, having a purpose together with another person, and walking through that and learning how to develop that and learning how to disarm the enemy, and God showing you how to disarm the enemy from a lot of things where the enemy gets in and tries to do things, to disarm it before he can get in there and mess it up and mess it up for 3 or 4 or 5 months. Amen. To be able to stop it, to be able to hinder, disarm the enemy. Amen. I'm just going to show you how to do that. Because sometimes, you know, the enemy may not do a whole lot, but he distracts and delays for weeks and months. Sometimes sticks up. And God's showing you how to stop that, how to intervene in that and not allow those things to happen, especially in your own thoughts. Amen. In your thought life, more and more and more powerful there. Yeah. All right. King Charles from Florida, 75. Let's see. $97. Thank you. And they're saying about talking about praying for the harvest of the prodigals to come home and just stay home. Amen. What a great prayer. What a big prayer, by the way. That is. So thank you, Jesus, for that with Nikki and Charles. God, that you will keep them in your love, keep them watching over and obeying you and serving you and bringing a whole nother realm of servanthood that comes with the rewards of the Father in Jesus' name. Let those rewards come in. Let those rewards be brought forth in Jesus' name and to take care of things, to Amen, to bring forth the power of love, the power of the nurturing, the nurturer, being nurtured by the nurturer, being nurtured by the Lord. Amen. As you nurture others, God nurtures you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for Charles Nikki. Thank you, Lord, for Nikki, God. Let nurturer in her, God, beginning to nurture, that her nurturing is not just natural nurturing, but it's spiritual nurturing. At a whole other level, in that place of being a apostolic and prophetic, and that pastoral type thing, amen. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Let that be done right now in her life, God, with an anointing for that in Jesus' name, amen. And Charles, God, we thank you, Lord, for Charles, God, that you're activating his ability to not only free people, but the things he sees other people get free of. He's gonna see himself getting free from things, you know, like financial things, and you know, things that his family that have been, and his children that he's been praying over, that they start getting free, in Jesus' name, they start reaping the benefits of the harvest of freedom that God has used him to bring in other people's lives. Amen. All right, Noel, $100. Thank you, Noel. In Jesus' name, we just bless you, Noel. Thank you always for your kindness. Noel, you're a very kind person, loving person, a strong person, and a person that God's going to. I just see you walking in wealth, girl. I see you walking in wealth, and that has nothing to do with your inheritance so much as it is that the wealth of being able to know that, you know, when some people get, you know, $50,000, and that $50,000 comes in, it's just, where did it go? It just kind of went away. But with you, that $50,000 turned into, you know, $500,000 or whatever. So it's like God's is anointing you to not just hang on to it and keep it, but to increase and multiply. He said, be fruitful and multiply. And I'm declaring over you tonight in Jesus' name, regardless of what people do or don't do, that you will increase and multiply 100-fold. Is that offering $100 tonight, that offering of 100, that offering bring forth, God, that 100-fold in her life. In the name of Jesus, I speak that increase over her now, 100-fold. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let it be done. All right, Chris, $100. Thank you, Chris. In Jesus' name, I also speak that over you tonight. The people that are giving $100 tonight, for some reason, I don't know why, Nikki and Charles almost gave $100, so we're going to speak over them too. But I'm talking about people who have already given, not those who are going to give maybe in the future. Right now, they've already given $100. But God, I'm declaring, decreeing the 100-fold fruit realm. But you know what, friend? You got to get ready, because what comes with 100-fold is persecution. Why is persecution come? Because the devil knows you're taking his territory. The devil knows you're not just spiritually praying, but no, you're having spirit, soul, body, wealth, transfer, money, property, land. You're taking it all back. God says, I've called you, Chris, to take it all back. He called Abraham to take it all back. Amen. He wasn't going to just bring forth the Christ to set people free. Literally. No, God blessed him in the money realm. He blessed him in every area. He took care of, you know, bringing forth Christ. You know, when he offered up Isaac, that was another realm of bringing in Christ, that the father would give up his, you know, his yield up his son, Jesus. So was Abraham. So he stepped in the place in the powerful places in the spirit where he literally brought forth a new era into his own life and his own family by, you know, because God had chosen him to not just take land and property and have money and that blessing on the Jewish people, but the blessing of every saint, spirit, soul, body, everything, every area to take dominion in Jesus' name. God's called you to that. Hallelujah. All right, Andrika, $100. Thank you, Andrika. $50 for ESW Auto Sales. Well, we just blessed ESW Auto Sales. I'm declaring 100-fold. I declare 100-fold on Chris. I declare 100-fold on Noel, on Nikki and Charles. I declare 100-fold on Andrika tonight. I'm declaring and decreeing 100-fold in Jesus' name. 100-fold in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree it into ESW Auto Sales. Hallelujah. A new anointing. God, bring it forth. Surprise her. You know, equip her, God. You've been equipping her for this. In Jesus' name, let it come forth. Lord, thank you for Tyreek tonight, or one of the kids, one of the boys. Tyreek, $10. Thank you, Lord, for Tyreek, for that in Jesus' name, that he's a covenant child, that Tyreek and Torrey, they are both covenant children. And we thank you, Lord, that we connect them together, that they're not really twins, but that connect them like they're twins in Jesus' name, and they come from the same womb of faith of their mother, the faith of the Paul the Apostle talked about the faith of Timothy's mother. I can't remember. I think it was Timothy. You know, the faith of your grandmother, Lois, and all that kind of thing. That whole thing. And I speak that inheritance in their lives, God, that they're inheriting the glory of God, the blessing of God, that the blessing is going to come just natural for them. It's just like they're just going to wake up and going, yeah, I'm blessed. Yeah, I know. But most people go, man, I wish I was blessed. Yeah, you will be. You know, Tyreek and Tori are blessed. Oh, yeah, we know it. Yeah, we know we're blessed. You know why? Because the blessing of God's on them. In Jesus' name, it's going to be like natural. It's going to be like breathing because of that faith of your mom. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. And let's say your grandmother. I don't know who the grandmother is, but like the biblical Lois. Hallelujah, Lord, for Chris tonight, $15. Thank you, Lord, for Chris. God, we just speak over Chris tonight, God, that you enrich him, God. Show him how to. Have to walk in the richness of your love, and the richness of your forgiveness, the richness of your grace, God. That we don't take advantage of your grace, God. Right? Because when you walk in the grace of God, you understand how grace enables you to do good. The grace of God enables you to do the right thing, say the right thing, be the right thing. When you mess something up, you get it right quick. Right? That's what grace does. Grace is right there helping us because God knows we're human beings who have. All of us have different things that we're strong at and weak at. And the grace of God is there, Chris, to strengthen you and impart to you the ability to know that, you know, that the grace is what empowers you to do the right thing. It's with you for the future. Amen. To bring forth the future and bless it in Jesus' name. Even unmerited, undeserved favor. And start living off that. Paul the Apostle had to learn to live off undeserved, unmerited favor. Got a thorn in the flesh to teach him how to live from grace. Amen. Yeah. Yeah, he was a very smart person. And God had to do something in his life. Yeah. All right, Andrika, $15. Thank you, Andrika, for that. We thank you, Lord, whatever Andrika needs, God, to supply her needs. God, I thank you for because you supply her needs, she's going to supply the needs of the people that you connect her with, that God's called you a supply house. You are a supply house, Andrika. God's giving you supplies of faith, supplies of belief, supplies of understanding, supplies of, you know, you know, faith in Jesus. God has supplied you with the riches of the kingdom. Amen? Because you're a supplier. You're a person who supplies. You know, you're not just a receiver. You're the one who receives from God and then gives it out. Receives from God and gives it out. You're a supply house. Amen. In Jesus' name. And may your surplus become that of wealthy men. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Very cool. All right. Daniel, $150. Thank you, Daniel, for that $150. We thank you in Jesus' name, and Bianca and all that crew. Thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you, Jesus, that we speak 100-fold over Daniel tonight, God, just like I spoke over Andrika, Chris, Noel, Nikki, and Charles, the 100-fold realm in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We speak that 100-fold blessing, the 100-fold. Amen. In Jesus' name, over Daniel. In Jesus' name, God, increase and multiply, God, and let his head be held high, because you're going to say, look what God did for me. Look what God's done for me. And look what God is doing for me. Not just what God has done or what he's doing, but what he will do. And the God's going to show you that understanding of how God has blessed you in the past, he's blessing you now, and he's blessing the future. So the blessings never end. And I declare that 100-fold blessing in Jesus' name to Daniel and his family, Father, at $150. Thank you for that in Jesus' name. God, prosper him and increase him in Jesus' name. Let it be done. All right. Mike and Veronica sent $133.33 and then $20. Thank you, Lord, for that. We just blessed them. We thank you, Lord, for blessing Mike and Veronica. Lord, thank you, Father, for increasing them and multiplying them. Thank you, God, for their obedience, to their willingness to obey you. That the Bible talks about, you know, when we give the tithe, that God rebukes the devourer. And I can devour, not just the money devourer, that too, but the devourer in any way, in any sense that the enemy tries to devour. That devourer is destroyed like a flood. The Lord raises up a standard. Amen. Like a flood, the Lord raises up a standard like a flood. And I speak forth the flood of God's standard being raised up to break the wall down out of any kind of devourer in Jesus' name and bring them into the blessing, God, in Jesus' name. Give Veronica, God, that ability to know that as a woman, she bears the seed and has that child in her womb and brings forth, you know, bears forth fruit. Men give the seed, but women receive the seed and bear forth fruit. So I thank you, Lord, for that part of her, just like the centurion who told Jesus, you know, yeah, I have soldiers, I tell them what to do all the time, and they go do it. He said, just send the word. And Jesus was amazed at his faith. And I thank you, Lord, for Veronica, God, that you show her that like a woman who receives the seed bears forth much fruit, that she will bear forth much fruit in Jesus' name. And Mike, you know, the Bible says that the Son of Man sows the seed, right? If the Son of Man didn't sow the seed, there wouldn't be any fruit to come forth, right? So we thank you, Lord, for the seed and those who receive it and bear fruit from it in Jesus' name. Increase and multiply that now by the power of God, God. Hallelujah. Open up wisdom and land and property in Jesus' name to be taken. All right, Jeannie, $250. Thank you, Lord, for Jeannie. Thank you, Lord. She sent me a text today saying her and Hollis, her husband, are moving into the new property. They're actually crossing the Jordan River. Not really a river, I don't think. But anyway, so they're passing over and they're actually moving into the trailer house. They have the trailer house on there where they're going to stay until they build everything up. And they're actually going to be living on the property. So, Lord, I thank you that just like in the children of Israel when they crossed over the Jordan, that all of a sudden the manna dried up and a whole new source of victory began to come. A whole new source. They said they ate of the corn of the land. Once they crossed over and started living in the promised land, the Bible says that it's in Joshua where it says that they no longer ate of the manna, but now they ate from the produce of the land. In other words, it was a whole nother level of fruit and partaking of the land and the blessing of God on the land in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen and amen and amen. That's awesome. Wow, you're going to be eating the corn of the land, girl. Corn of the land. Yeah, it's a whole different food, a whole different fate. You know, the children of Israel ran around the wilderness 40 years, didn't make it because of their fate. So when the new ones stepped in, along with the old crew, Joshua and Caleb, they started eating of the corn of the land. Amen. Whole other level of faith, a whole other level of revelation and food from heaven. Amen. Hot Cheryl from Florida, $400. Thank you, Cheryl. In Jesus' name, bless you. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for that ability to, you know, raise the dead and speak forth the word of the Lord and plant the word of resurrection in people, whether they're resurrecting their body, resurrecting their mind, resurrecting their heart. That God has put the spirit of resurrection in you, because people who have given up, people have stopped living, they've been overwhelmed, they've been destroyed. You know, you've been through all that, and you've come. God has resurrected you and brought you forth. Right? Where you're like, you know, you brought you through to the other side. Resurrection. So I thank you, Lord, for that resurrection anointing in her, God, that is fresh and new, and bring her forth into that new place. That resurrecting her means resurrection is nothing can stop you, because not because we're so great and mighty, but because so God is so great and mighty, and we've chosen to hang on to him instead of hanging on to the past or hanging on to the world, hanging on to our sources. But God is our source. And I thank you, Jesus, for the resurrection power of Jesus in her as she speaks into people's lives and brings them forth out of that grave, like Lazarus was raised out of the tomb. Jesus and Lazarus were friends, but he died. He was buried, been there, and he stinketh, as Mary said, Martha said, he stinketh. God, Jesus, he stinks. You know, you can't go say he stinketh. And there's a lot of people that are in that stinking realm, starting to stink, and yet Jesus wants to resurrect them through you and bring them forth into a new land, into a new place, into a new heart. The hope against hope, and to believe and walk in that place of hope against hope in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I think that's it for tonight as far as I see. Let me check a couple of the other things here. I'm going to go in here and check and double check, make sure I haven't missed anything. Thank you for giving tonight. All right. It's been awesome. Okay. All right, I think that's it on that. All right, let me check PayPal. Amen. All right, there we go. Okay, so we do have a few here. Okay. But I did get that. It did come in a little bit ago. Thank you, Angie. Yes. Thank you. Okay. All right. Greg, $10. Thank you, Greg. Yeah, Greg, $10. All right, Greg, thank you for that. In Jesus' name, we just bless Greg tonight, God. And thank you, Jesus, for Greg. We thank you, Lord, for the power to restore him. God, to restore and bless his finances and bless him with a fresh anointing to be able to recover everything that's been lost. That God's moving to a place of recovering things that have been lost, things that were supposed to be yours, that for some reason, something or another, you know, kept it from happening. And now God is saying that he wants to go back and recover those things, right? Recover them, and the spirit of recovery to go back and recover those things. So, Lord, I thank you for that spirit of recovery, for recovering the things that have been lost. In Greg's heart, God, knowing that because he keeps his eyes on you, that you're going to keep him and watch over him and restore to him everything that's been stolen and robbed and taken from him, God. I thank you for that, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. The spirit of restoration. Amen. A lot of that's genetic stuff, too. I don't know why necessarily, but genetic inheritance. Things that have been robbed genetically. It was 40 years ago that the Lord showed us this area and put it in our hearts to want to live there. The area we saw 40 years ago was 5 miles from our new land. Wow, that's amazing. That's Jeannie talking. All right, Angie, let's pray for Angie tonight. Thank you, God, for Angie. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for that renewal of her faith. God is renewing your faith, Angie. He's renewing your faith. And so it's like you're going to keep turning around going like, okay, where's that thing that kept messing up my renewal? Where's that thing that kept messing up my new contract with God, my new renewal? And it's not going to be there. It's not going to be there because God says, I'm going to protect you. I'm going to renew you. I'm restoring your faith. I'm restoring your faith in the supernatural. I'm restoring your faith in my people. I'm restoring your faith in the ability to heal eyes. I see people's eyes being healed, God using you to open up people's eyes, that they can see that the lies they believe, that the things they believe have not been right, have not been good. Okay. Yeah, so in Jesus' name, let that be done tonight, God. Let that be done, God. She's going to turn around and say, well, where's all the trouble at? Where's all the problems at? And it's going to be like, duh. They're not there, not in the same way. They're not there in the same way as they were before. There may be new strategies that the enemy uses, but they're not going to. It's not going to be the same. You're going to deal with them. You're not going to deal with things in the same way. You're dealing with them from a whole other level of perspective, from one realm of glory to the other, instead of just like, you know, in the human realm of being born again. But you're going to deal with those things from a whole different perspective. Is your faith is being renewed and restored in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for that right now. For Angie from Virginia, God, we thank you, Jesus, for blessing her. All right, and Greg says, hi, Randy. I would like, you know, I just now saw this. I did not read this earlier. I did not read your text. So for me to, and it was sent at 11:11. Did you see that? You sent that text at 11:11, Greg. Look at that. I just looked at that right now. And I did not see that. You were asking me to pray for spiritual restoration and direction. I prayed at least for spiritual restoration. That's what I was doing. And didn't even see your prayer request. That just tells you, man, what God's telling you is right on. Now, direction, God, we thank you, Lord, for financial direction, God. We thank you, Lord, for the things that you're doing. And blessing him with God for opening up, you know, the new pathways for him to think different about how you provide, think different about how he collects his money and gets his money from you, God. In Jesus' name, how he's going to start thinking differently about that. Amen. In Jesus' name, let that be done now, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hang on a second. Thank you. If I missed anybody tonight, I don't think I did. I almost did. But you guys helped me out. Thank you for that. Because I have missed people before, like you guys know. Thank you for staying on top of it with me and helping me. It is really awesome. All right, so we got Nicole, $18.88. Thank you, Nicole. For New Beginnings, God, we thank you. Just like the number she's putting in there. God, as she typed in those numbers, 18 means, one of the words, think that 18 means is bondage. So bondage isn't necessarily, you know, bondage can mean different things. Sometimes we have DNA bondage, and God wants to come in and through acts of faith and through believing him and through breaking through and not yielding to those DNA weaknesses,
that come through our genetic code, and God giving us a brand new creation, that we're realizing that your spirit man will never be like your family inheritance, the negative things. The positive things, yeah, not the negative thing. Every human being has, family has genetic issues. Every one of them, because we're all the product of Adam and Eve, right? So it's all there. And so I think it's Jesus, but that's no question. But the fact that we're born again and seated with Christ in heavenly places, and that part of us is totally in the image and likeness of Jesus, totally with the right DNA, totally in Jesus' name, and completely. And God begins to develop that, Nicole, into our soul, in our obedience, as we obey God and begin to pursue him and not get offended, not let the devil, when we get ready to get breakthrough, the devil tries to get us offended at different things, you know. And that's what he just did with me just recently, trying to get me offended at things. I'm going like, well, that was sneaky. He tried to get me offended. He did. He tried to get me offended. And, boy, it almost worked, too. I hate to say, I hate to give him any credit at all, but, wow, it was amazing how God brought me through. I got caught off guard by some things that were just, some things people did to me that were not even Christians. That's why it was so shocking. Like, how can that happen, right? But it sure was trying to. And it sure did its best. But God was gracious and kept me, literally kept me. So I'm so thankful. But I can't do this on my own. If Jesus doesn't help me, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. If he helps me, I got it, man. Amen. Can you pray for my mom? Yes. We pray for your mom, Alice, tonight. Thank you for that. We pray for Alice tonight. God, we thank you, Lord. I didn't even see your prayer request. Nicole, if you're still listening. I didn't see that. I just now opened that up. I saw as it comes in, it has your name on it, but it didn't show the text. And so, you know, I just opened it up, and, oh, there's Nicole's offering. Oh, she says, pray for my mom, Alice. I go, oh, my gosh. And if you notice, the prayer I just prayed had to do with DNA and those things. So in Jesus' name. So I think God answered, you know, that prayer without me even knowing that you wanted me to pray. That is absolutely mind-boggling. Thank you, Jesus, for confirming your word to Nicole, God, tonight. In the name of Jesus, that was really, you know, cool. All right, really, really cool. Thank you, Lord, for blessing her mom, God, and helping her. God, the only way those things will get broken off, as you know, and Nicole, is going to be like when I got born again, that's the only thing that broke things off for me was getting born again and then listening to the Word of God and getting and praying and getting to know Jesus. To know him, those things were broken off of us. The only chance people have of being free of things is that, of course, we can pray and the bondage can be broken for sure. But, you know, yeah. So you're welcome, Greg. You're welcome, Greg. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Jesus, for that word. But, Nicole, I was praying your DNA stuff and didn't even know you wanted to pray for your mom. So that was, to me, from my perspective, that was God saying to you, that's what I'm talking about. That makes sense. That's what I'm talking. Hang on a second. Hang on a minute. I'm drinking a lot of water tonight. I don't know why exactly, but I've guzzled down to maybe 3 16 ounce or whatever they are. 16 ounce. All right, Lisa. Thank you, Lisa. All right. Thank you for that. Thank you. Let's go there and find out what that is. Okay, John and Melissa, thank you, Lord. I almost missed you, John. Thank you, Jesus, for that $3. Thank you, John, for your love for God and for the persistence with you is so amazing. That's why I know you're going to win the victory, bro, because your persistence with God is truly amazing. You know, it's truly amazing. And God's going to reward you for that. Big time.
So, yeah, so get ready for that. Okay, that's 17. Okay, give me just a second here. Yes, 12-12. Okay, Nicole just gave 12-12. Thank you, Lord, for that. Let me pray for Daryl Paul. Thank you, Lord, for that. And I think I kind of prayed about that a little bit already, too, in my opinion, but I could be wrong. But 12-12, okay, thank you, Jesus, for setting things in order, God, that you're a God of order. And you do things according to your order and not according to ours. And that's what I thank you, Jesus, for Nicole, God, that with what you're doing with her, you're setting things in order according to your timing, according to your way. And I thank you, Jesus, for that timing. Everything's about timing, right? It's about timing. So I thank you, Lord, for the timing of all this in Jesus' name, that you're she recognizes the timing. He recognizes the timing. And that will be recognized in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Okay. Okay, give me just a second here, please. All right, thank you. Thank you, Lisa. All right, for $7.17 and $12.83. Thank you, Lord, for that with Lisa tonight, Father. We thank you, Father, for covering the blind, for recovering of sight to the blind. Father, those things, those people that have been blinded, you know, whoever she's praying over, God, that whoever's sight has been blinded, where they've been blinded, we thank you, Jesus, that their eyes will be opened in Jesus' name, and you will recover. You're going to recover all in Jesus' name. Okay, let me go here. Let's go here in a second. All right. So, yeah, recovery of sight to the blind. I don't know what that's about, but that just came right out of my mouth. Recovery of sight to the blind. Those who have been blind to the things they need to see and know that when they're blind, they're going to be blind. And if they're blind, they're always going to be falling into the ditch. That's what blind people do. That's what I did. And anytime I'm still blind to something, I fall into the ditch about it. So we thank you, Jesus, for recovering sight to the blind. God, in Jesus' name, that you use Lisa to recover sight to the blind. Amen. So they can see and walk uprightly. And I speak that upright anointing, that upright, up and right. You know, if you not have your eyes open, you can't sit up and you can't walk upright because you're going to walk down low, right? Upright, down low. Yes, Angela, I did pray over your $80. I sure did. Yeah, I remember that. It was powerful. You better go back and listen to it. It's really awesome. I remember it was a great word. All right, she says, I'm declaring
wholeness by appropriation of the shed blood of the Lamb as we claim our divine inheritance in communion tonight. Thank you. I'm standing in my intercessory role with the high priest, Yeshua, for my family and loved ones. Yeah, amen. Isaiah 61 and Luke 4:18, the anointing to heal the brokenhearted, set the captives free, and recovering sight of the blind. Yeah, that's the word I got, was the recovering sight of the blind. I forgot that was right there. Yeah, that is awesome, girl. So that's, I don't know if you got that beforehand or what, but that's what I saw tonight. And, you know, we all need our eyes open. We all need our eyes open to one degree or the other. Some people need them open for salvation. Some people need them to see that Jesus is a healer, a deliverer, a compassionate, kind, loving God. But, you know, it's like, you know, we all need our eyes open, but whatever level they need their eyes open, if Jesus doesn't open their eyes, they can't see. But on the road to Emmaus, they were walking right with Jesus and didn't even know it was him. It's like me. I just think that would definitely have been me. Like, have you heard about the guy who Jesus walks up to him and he says, you know, what are you guys all worried about? He said, you haven't heard, man? He said, no, what? He said, man, all Israel's upset because we thought we had the Messiah, and now he's dead. And, you know, and there was Jesus was actually walking with them, but until they broke bread, they couldn't see it. It's so funny to me that now they're like going, their eyes are open, and then he disappeared, right? You can see. So I thank you, Jesus. That's a powerful scripture. I love. Those are my top 10 scriptures. Those are on the top 10 list for sure. Isaiah 61 and Luke 4:18, top 10. And I have a bunch of them too. Top 10. That's my top 10 list. Hallelujah. To Jesus. Amen. All right. Okay. So Carmen, $120.27. Thank you, Carmen, for that. Thank you, Lord, that she's going to divide the spoils. I see you dividing the spoils. And dividing the spoils to me means dividing the spoils means that you're going to have some spoils to divide, you know, like Abraham did when he divided the spoils. And when you get a war, you go to battle, you divide the spoils. I see you dividing the spoils. In other words, the spoils are not just financial things, but they're very much financial things, but there are also many other things like people, like, you know, favor, like having favor with people to be able to communicate with them and be their priest, to be a priest to them, to stand in the gap for them. And okay, hang on a second here. Okay, all right. Because Satan binds the eyes and Yeshua shines his light and dispels the darkness, Ephesians 1. 17:18, opening the eyes of our understanding, being enlightened. Yes, that's what I saw. That's the whole scripture. Yeah, that there's an anointing on you for that. I mean, I think I've seen that before. I don't remember exactly, but yeah, I saw them and I got both of them. I already prayed over both of them. So awesome. Thank you for that. Let me go back here and oh, there's Jeff. Jeff and Uke. Thank you, Jeff and Uke. $200. Thank you, Lord, for that, for Jeff and Uke. Thank you, God, for their restoration. There's a lot of restoration works tonight going on. Something's happening in this new era that we're in with what's happening around the globe where God is going to show that his people are blessed in spite of everything. He's going to restore everything that's been lost. Jeff and Uke, he's going to restore everything that has not been found. Some things that have been covered up and where they can't be found easily. And it's like, so as you go
on a treasure. That's why God has called you to be a treasure hunter, Jeff, because that's part of the way only some things get revealed is we have to go on a treasure hunt, and that's why this the year 2022 is the year of treasures. We go on a treasure hunt, and only those like the woman who lost her coin. She went on a treasure hunt. It was in her house, but she had to look until she found it. You know, that's how things can get lost and things get put away. And there's an anointing on you to find treasures and to unlock treasures, and that's part of what your calling is. That's part of what your blessing is. So you can't get away from that. Amen. Not that you're trying to, but you know what I'm saying. So, yeah. So thank you, Lord, for that with Jeff, God, that it's the year of restoration, things that have been lost and things that have been stolen, things have been robbed, but also things that have been lost or things that have been hidden, not just lost, but hidden things that have been hidden. Sometimes they're right there in our own house, so to speak, but it's like that one woman who had 10 silver coins. She lost one, and she dropped everything she was doing, lit a candle, and went looking for it. She found it. When she did, she called all of her friends together. I see you guys calling all your friends together and said, look what we found. Look what we got. We got blessed. Look at this. We found this. We found what was a loss. And also the things that are hidden, finding the things that are hidden, the things in hidden places. God's taking you to to the hidden places where things are hidden. And when you have a real treasure hunter's heart and skill and, you know, that's what it takes to find those things that have been hidden, not just stolen or robbed, but hidden. And God has hidden them so that only those who have a treasure-hunting spirit, if you will, their hunt for treasures by the Holy Spirit, are going to find them. And thank you, Lord, for that tenacious spirit and them, God, and Yuki, God. They've given her that tenacious spirit to keep pursuing, keep looking, keep, you know, the enemy's trying to get people off track, disappointments by surprises, and God is really going to reverse a lot of that stuff. And you have to be persistent and be pursuing, persistent, and not giving up and believing God until it happens. So you got that, and God's going to use that to work it. If the enemy can get us to give up, you guys know, if he can get you to give up, he'll do everything. Every strategy he has is to get you to give up. Well, we ain't never going to find that. Well, that ain't never going to happen. This treasure hunt, it's like it's not out there somewhere. Yeah, it's out there. It's there. And she was saying, sometimes it's in your own house. You know, I don't know why I keep saying that. It's in your own house. And you're going to find it, and you're going to call everybody and go, man, look what we found. Look what we found, baby. Come on over. Let's have a party. So, hallelujah. Amen and amen for that. All right. Okay. All right. That is cool. Not just lost. See, that you have to understand. I just saw it for the first time. I said lost and stolen, but the Lord said the things that have been hidden. In other words, yeah, they have been hidden to be revealed. And the scripture talks about that too, similar to Jeff New. It says that the things that have been hidden shall be revealed. Hallelujah, my God. That was amazing, man. That was amazing to me. Woo, dear Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, wonderful. Been great tonight, Shannon. We pray for Shannon. Lord, we pray for Shannon tonight. Thank you for that $10, Shannon. God, we thank you, Lord, that we pray for his wife, God, that you bring that woman to him. In Jesus' name, God, that you give him the grace to just naturally be himself and flow into that area of being able to find the treasure of a wife, God, and just naturally. It's like a natural thing, like stepping right into it naturally. Not trying too hard. Sometimes we try so hard, right? We try so hard. I know I have. I've been the kind of person that over-tries. And then you end up messing it up. You don't even realize you're messing it up because you're over-trying. You're trying too hard. Yeah. Literally. And I know about that. Believe me.
I know a lot about that one. All right. That door will be opened. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let it be done. Yeah, at least I saw it 7:17 and 12:83. I already prayed over that. I don't know if you're able to hear it or not, but hallelujah. Something's going on, y'all. I can feel it, that we're moving into places in the spirit that are okay. All right, cool, man. Been a great night. Been really good. Okay. Yeah, I'll send you the link to tonight's show. Yes, absolutely. To tonight's show. Yeah, I try to remember to do that before the night's out. I think when I end the show, then I can do it from my end. Okay. Thank you. Awesome. Okay. Yeah, once I end the show, and then I just get in there, go in there and do it. Problem. All right, very cool, very awesome. God's doing stuff, y'all. I tell you, that where I'm getting a lot of confirmation on that, you know, the things we've been telling people where we are and what's going on are actually happening. This is no joke. This is no game. That this is actually happening. So it's just mind-boggling. Yeah, it is mind-boggling. See, we're stepping right into everything God's been warning us about, telling us about. It's so beautiful. It's so amazing. And it's actually happening. We've been telling everybody what's been going on before it happens and not even realizing just how even more perfectedly right on that it is to our own surprise, right? Yeah. We said that when Joe Biden became president, I had an explosion in my belly area. And the Lord said everything on November the 7th, when Joseph Biden was announced to have won the election by the major networks. I watched it, and it just shocked me. I went into shock, in a sense. I mean, my spirit man exploded, and God said, everything I've told you, you'll let you see come to pass. And I'm going, man, the revealing of the Antichrist, the two witnesses, and and the merging of the one world governments. Those are the three major things God told me about that I'm going, well, you can see it happening, y'all. You can actually see it happening. And God's been telling us every bit of the way. I don't know. I'm sure other people are talking about it too, but I don't know, man. It's amazing. It's amazing to me. All right, y'all. Thank you very much. I'm going to call it a night. It's 11, almost 12 o'clock. It's been great tonight. Thank you for being with us. We have done our best to pray over every offering. I don't think we missed one. I think I had a couple of people helping me. Thank you for that. Sometimes it gets, sometimes there's so much that goes on. So much fun, though. It's really a lot of fun. It's a blast. It's a blast. So, Thursday nights are praying of offering night, and preaching and prophesying and having fun and just loving it and just listening to God tell us what's happening. It's just amazing. Give him all the glory. He's crazy in love with us, man. Woman, he's crazy in love with us. He gave his life for us. How much greater can that be? How much greater love can you have than somebody give their life down for you, lay their life down for you? What greater love is there than that he would lay down his life for you and me? What greater love can there be gave himself on the tree, crying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And in that moment, the power of God flew through and through and through and through again. Hallelujah. A new life began, a new era began, a new age began. Hallelujah. How much greater love? What greater love is there than that? There is no greater love, friends. That's so beautiful. And when I first met Jesus, and he showed me that love and gave it to me freely, and I was a sinner, I was a heathen, I was messed up, and he just like no more, justified, just as if he never did it. And that was hard to believe, but I started believing it after a while. I did. All right, y'all, I'm going to call it a night. That's it for me. We have been at it. And so thank you for your love. Thank you for your friendship. Thank you for praying and giving away your life unto Jesus. And God's going to bless you for that. So we're looking for land and property again. We're talking to the bank. Actually, we're talking to the bank, too. That's kind of a new thing. We're actually doing some banking, talking about it. So, hallelujah. That's new. So, things are happening. We'll let you know when we can. Thank you very much. We're going to call it a night. God bless everybody. Love you. Bye-bye.